everybody, welcome to Aural Tangent. This is British My Voice, your host, and I'm here with your yearly podcast update. I know it's been a really long time since the last episode, but I'm pretty sure I can say that on every single show I've ever had. I think it's been maybe like a year or something since the last time I just did a solo one-on-one podcast. I guess it's not really one-on-one, unless I'm schizophrenic. I don't really know. Anyways, oh man, a lot of stuff has been going on since the last podcast. Let's see, where to start? I am doing like six different things right now, but it's quiet in the house. Got the door shut. I got the podcast going, and I don't know. It's just, this is already sort of snowballing. I can tell this is going to be one of those episodes. Alright, let me hop on over to the Tube of You. That was as lame as it gets. Alright, for those of you who don't know, which is everyone, because we kept this a secret out of sheer embarrassment, there were actually three video episodes of Aural Tangent that were posted a while ago. If you head on to YouTube, come on, internet, I know you can do it. If you head on over to YouTube and in your YouTube search bar, type in Aural Tangent, you will, very unfortunately, come up with at least three results. It starts with Aural Tangent Takeover, then goes to Aural Tangent Takeover 2D. That was supposed to be Tood, like Strong Bad used to say, you know, like Arrowed, Tood, like that. Except it came out sort of 2D. And then there's Aural Tangent Takeover 3 Musical Special. This was some videos recorded, but they are also recorded. Sorry, that's a little intense. These episodes were recorded on my friend Kradashi's account because we were on her Mac, and so we just updated them or uploaded them on her Mac, and it's basically just me, Kradashi, and Catfish, one of my friends. She was on the last episode, I believe that was updated. It's just the three of us being really, really, really dumb for 10 minutes before the timer ran out on YouTube. After that, we hadn't embarrassed ourselves enough, so we did Aural Tangent Takeover, Tood. I guess we started singing or something. We all look really, really creepy. Am I wearing a hat? I hope I'm wearing a hat, because man, do I look ugly. Nope. Okay, I just look really hideous. So, for those of you who wonder what I look like, that's not it, because that's really bad. Aural Tangent Takeover 3, the musical special. This is really embarrassing. I think at this point it was like 4 in the morning and we're just laying on the floor. I think we sang everything in this episode. We sang for just 3 straight minutes. Yep. All of us, being me, sing really, really badly. Kradashi, she can actually sing really well. She's actually a very good opera singer, which sounds weird because it's not like we're old people. We're all like 18, but she's just a very good opera singer. She's got a great opera voice, but she definitely was not trying. So she just sounds kind of ridiculous. Catfish over in the corner, I think she was just laying on the couch at this point. It looks just like me and Kradashi throughout most of the video. Catfish is in the back, and I'm pretty sure she does some good singing. I think we started talking about, like, mermaids and stuff. I don't know, that's a recurring theme with our little trifecta group. Trifecta? Can you say trifecta, or is it just threesome? I don't want to say threesome, because that just makes me think about stuff. Anyways, people are talking to me on Facebook. That's right, everyone, I'm on Facebook. If you search British My Voice, you will not find me. However, if you do know my real name, I'm there. And then again, it's not that hard to find. I don't even have a real picture of myself as a profile picture right now. I just have a drawing of me freaking out and my boyfriend staring at me like, what are you doing? That's some fun facts. I'm pretty sure most of you know that I was dating Scott Falco for about 2 years. He and I had another one of our breakups. I know I am queen of the drama. But this one is official. We've been broken up for almost 4 months now. I don't know. And, I've started dating this other guy, John. He's fantastic. He's really amazing. And I'm just in a happy place in the relationship scene. I know most of you really don't care about that, but, I just wanted to put it out there because I'm having a lot more fun with my life now, and, okay, this is getting a little too emotional. Anyways, let's see. Here's something exciting. As I am finally getting out of this house and going to college, I'm going to be moving in a couple of months, to my new town of Allendale. I'm very excited for that. Lamest town in the world. So, yeah, it's going to be great. The college I'm going to there is fantastic. As long as you don't leave the campus, you will never be bored. But if you do, it's like just laundromats and real estate buildings, and God, it's boring up there. It's definitely not a college town. The college is kind of big enough that it's its own town, so I guess that sort of counts for something. Oh, thank God, Audacity is recording. I just got really scared. Yeah, it's only been like 7 minutes. Seeing as I'm going to be out of the house then, I am going to be doing a lot more living with my life. And by that, I don't mean I'm going to be doing anything cool, because I am lame, if you guys haven't noticed. Like, seriously. Ow, I'm bleeding. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm lame. I'm really just lame. People are talking to me. I am just so professional with my typing right in the middle of the show. Ha ha ha. Where is my music? Oh, God. I'm listening to music people can't hear because my microphone isn't that great. Actually, it has nothing to do with the microphone. It just has everything to do with my computer skills. Back to what I was talking about. I'm going to be hitting up a lot more conventions this year. I have an artist booth, as a matter of fact, at KazuriCon, which is going to be in, I believe, Battle Creek, Michigan. It's going to be the very first KazuriCon, so I'm very excited to be a part of that. That's a 3-day venture. That's October, I believe, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Battle Creek, Michigan. I would love it. I would pretty much freak out for maybe 3 days straight if someone actually came up to me and recognized me and said, "Hey, oh my gosh, you're British, my voice." I mean, I don't even care if they don't recognize me from RL Tangent. If anyone just recognized me from DeviantArt, just anyone recognized my art, myself, just anything like that, I think that would be really fantastic. So if you're near there, or if you're, you know, going to any conventions like that, I would just love to meet someone, and just, you know, say hey, and heck, if anyone actually comes up to me or finds me at one of these things, I will steal a computer right then and there, and we will podcast, and I will make you famous. Not that I'm famous, so I can't really say anything like that, but I will definitely stand at a table and proclaim your awesomeness to the crowd. That probably just turned a lot of you off to the idea of seeking me out for the sake of your own, you know, personal embarrassment. If you don't want me to stand on a table and proclaim your awesomeness, I'm sure we can just, you know, work something out. I'm listening to Moulin Rouge right now. That's really cool. Let's see what else is going on. Yeah, so there, I'm going to JPEX again this year. That's one I've been going to for a while now. 2 days, in Allendale at my future home, Grand Valley State University. Very excited for that. Don't have an artist booth. Just going to chill at that one. That's going to sort of be my, that's going to be the smallest convention I'm going to this year. That is, when is that? I believe that's June 26th and 27th. Allendale, Michigan, Grand Valley State University, JFAX. Love to see someone there. I see a lot of deviant artists there, so that's always fun. No one's ever really recognized me, but, I mean, hey, I've never really recognized anyone else. Let's see. Later in October, there's the ever-famous YomaCon, which I believe is in Deerfield, Michigan, up near Detroit. That is a three-day convention at, I believe, is it a Hilton or a Hyatt? One of those H hotels. H hotels? What does that remind me of? Nothing. All right. That is a fantastic convention. I went to my first one on Halloween last year. That sounds weird to say last year. It seems like it was just like a month ago or something. That was really, really fantastic. If you, okay, for all of you people out there who are stalkers / actually care about the show, head on over to Flickr. I'm typing it in right now. Welcome to Flickr. Yeah! Woo! Righteous! Alright, getting a little creepy. I need to turn off this music that only I can hear because I'm just jamming out to it, and it's kind of creepy. Alright, so you go to Flickr, you type in YomaCon. I believe it's 2008. YomaCon is spelled YOUMACON. YomaCon. And you can just see all these absolutely fantastic cosplays. Most of the pictures are by a user named Wigwam Jones. It was just a really fantastic convention. I'm right on the first page. If you scroll down, there, I'm there. I wore a sort of like Alice in Wonderland looking thing. Actually, I'm not gonna lie. It just looks like a blue and white maid costume. I've got like a pocket watch around my neck. It's a big red bow on the costume. In almost all of the pictures, I'm standing next to Vivi, the black mage. That was my friend Greg. So yeah, there's a picture right up there. There are a couple, I think there's two or three pictures of me from YomaCon chilling on the site. I'm not gonna lie, one of the pictures is god awful because someone took a pic of me right as I was talking, and I just look really dumb. There are just some really, really funny pictures in this. People were showing up to YomaCon not even dressed in anime costumes. They were just wearing whatever the heck they felt like, and that was humorous. There were some really good Phoenix Wright ones. There were tons and tons of Haruhi cosplays, so I just skipped my normal Haruhi cosplay. Oh my god, there was this one guy there. I got a picture with him. He was dressed up as the postman from Twilight Princess. He looked perfect. He looked exactly like him. He was really cool. It was a Hyatt. That's what it was. There's a picture right there. There was a guy there dressed up as a pedo bear. For those of you who don't know what that is, Google it. Just pedo bear, like pedophile. Pedo bear, one word. He definitely chased me around, like, the entire convention. I went and hid in a room, and the moderator would not let the guy in after me. And someone overheard the bear guy yelling, "Don't cock block me." So that was pretty freaky. He hunted down my friend, Greg in the Vivi costume a while later and was asking, like, "Where's that bitch?" or something like that. I don't know. It was creepy. So yeah, YomaCon is going to be amazing this year. Scary as it might have been, it was really, really cool. So I'm definitely going to be going back to that. The three cosplays I'm going to be doing this year are, I'm making a Drifloon cosplay, Drifloon the Pokemon. Some of you are probably slapping your foreheads right now in a oh my god moment. But yeah, no, I like Pokemon, so I'm gonna be a Drifloon. John's getting the raw end of that deal, and I'm making him a Pokemon trainer costume. He agreed to it though, so I'm gonna follow through with it. I'm also doing a Rukia cosplay. I'm not the biggest fan of Bleach, but oh god, there's that really awful picture of me. Oh, God, and the pedo bear's picture is right under mine. Freaky. I'm on page, like, 1 and 8. Let's see. What was I talking about? What the heck was I talking about? Oh, my gosh. I hate it when I do this. Okay, oh yeah, Rukia cosplay. I'm not the biggest fan of Bleach. Whoa, had to pause there. Yeah, so I'm not the biggest fan of Bleach, but John really, really enjoys it. So we're gonna do, a Rukia and Ichigo cosplay. John made, Zangetsu and the Bankai form of Zangetsu. I really don't know what they're called. Like I said, not a fan, really. I do know enough, though, that he has made some pretty fantastic replicas. He's doing, like, the schematics and the mathematics and all the addicts of, what goes into sword making, I guess is the word. Phrase? I don't really know what I'm talking about at all here, for those of you who haven't noticed. But yeah, he's just been doing a really fantastic job, and he's actually been getting a really decent amount of commissions from some other people who are wanting some Bleach swords. So that's exciting. Let's see. Oh, whoops, totally forgot this guy was talking to me. So I've got my Drifloon, I've got my Rukia. We're going to be doing the masquerade ball at Yomacon, so we're going to be doing like a lord and lady cosplay. John's a big Renaissance guy, so we do we're going to do a Renaissance festival in I think it's Holly, Michigan this summer as well. I'm probably just going to end up being a tavern wench cuz I got no costume. Oh, there's the Metal Gear Solid guy. He was hysterical. And the random expendable ninja. He was fantastic. Page 13, everybody. Yeah, I'm totally still on Flickr. Let's see. What else? Drifloon, Rukia. What's my third one? Dang it. I know I have three. Whoa. Blanking out right now. I have no idea. What is my third cosplay? I've had this planned in my head for ages, and now that I'm trying to think about it, I can't think about it. Ugh, this is annoying. Oh, God, what is it? 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 This is dumb. What the heck? Okay, I need to pause and think. Legit, pausing right now. Okay, I could not remember. I just spent like 10 minutes trying to remember and I just ended up doing nothing. Anyways, what was I talking about? I totally forgot. I'm getting really cold. I kind of want to go to sleep now. What else is happening? I got an iPod Touch. It's pretty sweet. Went to a really big concert last night. That was also really awesome. The band Hawk Nelson, they signed my iPod. The whole thing. That's about all I can think of. My brain is totally out. Sorry I don't want to give you guys like a 20-minute podcast. Hopefully I'll be able to do something else this weekend, maybe. I'm not working, so hopefully. Anyways, this has been a really lame, really short episode of Aural Tangent. This has been your host, British My Voice, and I am being really cheesy right now. Thanks for listening. I hope I still have as many fans, or at least half of the amount of fans that I had before. before I kind of stopped uploading everything. So, thanks guys. Remember to check up on the RL Tangent website and check me out on DeviantArt.com. Remember, British my voice. One word. Stupid. Not complicated. Talk to you guys later. Bye.